Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless the Most High, God, our Savior and Deliverer and Healer, Burden Bearer. Glory to God. We thank God for our Counselor, our Prince of Peace. Oh, we thank God for Jesus. Give glory and honor to our Father, our Lord and Savior, as well Jesus, as well as we give glory and honor to the Holy Spirit. Thank God for all his great and mighty acts. What a wonderful God we serve. What a beautiful day, marvelous, wonderful is he. It may be beautiful outside for us, the scenery and the beautiful sunshine. It's hot, but nevertheless, we're inside, giving God glory and giving him praise. What a wonderful God we serve. Every day is the Lord's day. We've made our choice. We're going to rejoice and be glad in him. Thank God, for he is wonderful. Awesome. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Our scripture reading will come tonight from a well-known scripture in Philippians 1:6. Preferably I have that right. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. How great is his faithfulness. What a wonderful God we serve. God help us to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Allow you to strengthen our hearts. We bless you tonight. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for another day. Thank you for glory to God for all that you do in each day. Thank you for that mercy. Glory to God that's renewed every morning for your faithfulness, God. We bless the Lord. God, we pray, glory to God, today as we come in your presence, asking you for forgiveness for every transgression or offense against your word. God, we thank you, Lord God, for how you are so merciful to forgive us, teaching us the more how to forgive and to walk in forgiveness and to walk in the love, the agape of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word that comes in and sanctifies and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We bless you for it today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for ordering our steps in the Lord. And you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We bless you today, God. We thank you for being having the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And thank you, Lord God, for giving us those gifts and giving us wisdom how to operate in the gifts, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit of the Lord that dwells within. And thank you, glory to God, for how you're teaching us to let him guide us in the name of Jesus. Even when we trip and fall, we thank you for Jesus Christ being our advocate, praying for us and being, glory to God, the power of forgiveness when we ask for you, glory to God, your intervention and ask you, glory to God, to forgive us when we're in error. We bless you in the name of Jesus. God, we can't praise you enough and give you glory enough and honor enough for all that you've done and what you're still doing and what you still promise to do. In the name of Jesus. We don't know what holds the future, but we know, we don't know, glory to God, what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And so in you we live and move and have our being. So we're standing on your word as you walk us through this future in the name of Jesus on this journey. So God, I praise you today and I give you glory. We take authority over the foul and unclean spirit that will come and interfere on these lines, on this phone, and come against Mother Alexander phone or any other technology on the system or whatever. We bind up any interference with any noise and everything else that the enemy tries to do to try to keep glory out of prayer for God. But he can't penetrate the lines. He tries, but he's bound up in the name of Jesus and loose from his assignment. So no matter what, we're going to press on and pursue, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that you may get glory and honor. We are praying, glory to God, for those that may be sick and shut in, that may be sick even in their minds, and those may be having illness and having various challenges in their bodies and challenges in their head and challenges, glory to God, in their jobs and challenges, glory to God, with family, challenges, glory to God, in their neighborhood, family, glory, challenges with, glory to God, all sorts of situations that circumstances that the enemy create, but nevertheless, the God that we serve is greater. So we come against those things, we bind them up and command them to be loose from his assignment In the name of Jesus, we speak life, we speak health, we speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. We speak deliverance. We speak, Lord, we are taking out of hearts of stone, putting in a heart of flesh for those that are stony hearts, those that are hurt and abused and accused and ostracized and criticized, and all kinds of voices are coming to them. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind it up and command it to be loose from this assignment, that the enemy will not have them on a rampage out there to murder, to kill, to shoot, to destroy, to turn back around and tell lies and cause betrayal and ostracizing and criticizing others. Glory to God. We bind you up, command you now, every evil work and every principality, every stronghold, every foul and unclean spirit, loose your hold off of their minds and their hearts in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that they shall be able to live with a life, glory to God, and we pray in Christ, taking out those hearts of stone so the word of water can go inside, go out of water and cleanse it and flush out all that toxin in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind to want to do right, to think right. Glory to God, to be obedient to the things of God and those that are in authority. For them, glory to God, even for that have parents or those that are under authority, that they will be able to give the respect and honor that's needed in the name of Jesus. Even in the church house, in the building, glory to God, where people have lost respect for their leaders and having the respect they ought to, and even leaders have lost respect for themselves and not having respect for the... We come against these foul spirits that bring division and confusion in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We know the world, glory to our system, and what it's doing, glory to God. Well, what about what the word of God is saying, for that we're in this world but not of the world, and how we're to operate? We're praying, glory to God, for kingdom-minded people to get in their place and get in their position to do what God has called them to do in these last days. God, we're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for unity in the body in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, to give you glory more, for them to go out to get in a place of praise and worship and not allow the things that we're going through worshiping it and aggravated by the circumstances, that we're given more time to worrying and being caught up on the moment more than being as a body unified, glory to God, walking in forgiveness and love and speaking what the truth of God is, laying hands of glory, speaking, glory to God, what God's word has said, and walking in truth and being an example, being a light, putting our hands to the plow in the name of Jesus. We are praying a change, a turnaround in unity. We give God glory for those that are here and there and over there and under there and on top of there and then this place and that place and doing what God called them to do. But it's too many that are scattered and divided, so we got to come together as a body. So we are praying for that unity, praying for that forgiveness, praying for that conviction, praying, glory to God, for that obedience to the Spirit of God, praying for that love, that agape, that unity to be able to work together and recognize, open up eyes, blinded eyes, that they can be able to see and hear, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, so that, glory to God, we won't have our own agenda. And you have said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You already told us, glory to God, the scripture is not for no private interpretation. Too many have privately, glory to God, interpreted what they wanted things to be. But God, we are praying like never before, a time, glory to God, for us to walk in the love of God, time for to exalt Jesus Christ, time, glory to God, to walk in our joy and our peace, to walk in our authority, to walk, glory to God, in dominion and power that God has given us. In the name of Jesus, know, glory to God, who your weapons, what your weapons are. Know, glory to God, the operation of the Holy Spirit. Know, glory to God, how we need to submit and commit, glory to God, to your will. God, we can't let pain and panic run rapid in our minds and what we are going through and what our eyesight is seeing and what our five senses are saying. What are you saying, glory to God? Help us to know your voice like never before, because you said that people, glory to God, hallelujah, will know you in the name of Jesus. There are sheep, glory to God, that will be humble and follow the shepherd in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just pray, God, that we just walk more, glory to God, in kindness and love with one another in the name of Jesus. Not let pain and agony and hurt and disappointment take over and run like a cancer in our hearts, that we got to get rid of that toxin out so we can be able to be effective and not be an infection in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just bless you for the change and for the rearranging and for the things that you're doing to help us not to conform to this world but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Give a prayer. Give people a mindset that this prayer is so imperative in your home, on the line, in the schools, in glory to God, in the church, also in your neighborhood, in the bank, glory to God, in the grocery store, wherever, in the bathrooms, whatever. Giving that place to prayer pulling down strongholds. I'm rooting some things, walking in glory to God, assurance of what God's word is saying, not doing it on a part-time basis, not doing it when everything seems to be conducive and going well, but nevertheless, in when we're in the high place and the low place, glory to God, to always have that communication line. Give an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say when he's speaking to us. Meditate on your goodness. God, help us to know this hour like never before. It's imperative for us to be in prayer, to seek out your face, and to be obedient to the things that you called us to do, to walk over to God as you have called us to walk, as disciples, not just a member, glory out of a club, a member of society, a member, glory to God, because we are in this organization, but as disciples for Christ in the body of Christ. God, so I'm praying now to have your way. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, glory to God, like never before, to give worship and praise to you and admiration to this mighty God that we serve. We worship you, Lord. You're wonderful and awesome. In the name of Jesus. And we pray now that the line be opened over to God, to Mother Alexander, that we bind forces of the enemy to try to hinder, glory to God. But Lord, as she blessed us, God, through hearing what you have to say through prayer, God, continue to bless each prayer warrior. We love you tonight. We give you glory. Thank you for your loving kindness and your love and your mercy and your grace and covering us under the blood every day and every night, our family and loved ones, and even for those saved or not saved. We're praying for deliverance and healing. God, for once we know and don't know, as many of the sisters say, God, we just bless you tonight. We enjoy being in your presence, and you say in your presence the fullness of joy. Help us to know you know every perpetrator. You know when we're pretending. You know every hair on our head and what number it was and what year it fell out. God, help us to know we can't come before you, glory to God, with a masquerade. We got to come clean, come right. God, so I'm praying, take out those hearts where some of us still haven't allowed you to penetrate because of hurt, pain, and disappointment. But we got to be real and let you do what you do so that way we can be able to be effective in what we do for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. It's time, Mother Alexander. Receive her now.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you today just thanking you, Lord God, and praising your holy name, Heavenly Father, for giving us another day, Lord God. Lord, we bring your elders before you, Lord God, pastors before you, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen your pastor, Lord God, that they will stand in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your elders, Lord God. Strengthen the prophet, Lord God, that they will come boldly, Lord God, and give your word, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you see all things and you know all things. But we know that you're a God, that your promises don't fail. You said it, we shall believe it. And most of all, Heavenly Father, your word said, Lord God, if we will seek you, Lord, pray, ask for forgiveness, Lord, you will forgive our wicked ways, then you will heal the land. Nothing is impossible for you to turn around, Lord God. Nothing is impossible for you to heal. So, Lord God, touch your people, Heavenly Father, that they will pray, Lord God. Pray hard to get these principalities down that come against your people, Lord God. Come against the pastors, your prophet, your fatherless children, family, Lord God, sisters and brothers, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to strengthen your prophet, Lord God. Strengthen your prophet that they will speak what thou said the Lord, regardless where they are or what to be done. Speak against the foul spirit that come against the people, Lord God. And Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for you gave us those authority, Heavenly Father. You gave us the power to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So many sicknesses coming in the land today, Lord God, coming against your people, Lord God. Father, you gave us power to stand. And I know you said in your word, Heavenly Father, that you was wounded for our transgression, sickness and disease. You already taken it away, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and speak against this false spirit that come against your pastors, your elders, Lord God, your minister, your evangelist, Lord God, your deacon. Father God, is so many aches and pain that come against the people that we know that your word said, Lord God, that you gave us the authority to bind these things. So we come against this false spirit that try to come against our body, and we bind in it in the mighty name of Jesus. We binding up these sickness, these aches, these pain that come against people. We binding it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your word said above all, you want us to be in good health, prosperous, and your word cannot be void. So, Lord, we're standing on your promises, and we're claiming victory in every area, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Lord God, those we know and those we don't know. We're claiming victory in their life, Lord God. We're claiming prosperity in their life, Lord God, that they will walk according to your word, Lord God, that they will have prosperity flowing through, Lord God, that there is no lack in their life, because according to your promise, Father God, your word said, Lord God, every needs already been met. And if every needs have been met, we need to stand boldly and proclaim that no lack in our life, because the enemy shall not have authority over us. He shall not have dominion, because the dominion was taken away from him and give it back to us. So God, your promises, God, your promises, Heavenly Father, is what we stand on. And we will not be moved off the promises of God, because your word is never changed according to the promises, Lord God. Anything might change, but not your word. If you said it, we shall be able to stand boldly and proclaim it, because thus said the Lord. And Lord, you said in your word that we are overcomers. According to the promises, Heavenly Father, you said in your word, we are more than conquerors. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim who we really are, Lord Jesus, and stand against these foul spirits that are coming up against the body. You gave us the power to do it, Heavenly Father. So we standing on the promises of God because of who we are, Lord God. According to the word, Lord God, you said we are justified. According to Romans 5:1, we are justified because your word said it. So we believe it, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand boldly and to pray down these things, Heavenly Father. So much chaos is going on in the body today. But Lord, we know that your word can bring it down. Strengthen the inner man in us that we keep on going forward and standing on your promises. Lord, you said pray for those that is in authority. So, Heavenly Father, we bring our president before you, Lord God, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, bring a change, Ikarobosata, bring a change, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if we pray, things will turn around in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, renew his mind, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in him that he come to know, Lord God, who is Jesus Christ and who paid the price and who is the one that have him standing today. Father God, help our president to know and do the things that is pleasing in your sight, Father God, because we know nothing is impossible for you, Lord God, and no one is that lost, gone, that cannot be turned around. And Lord God, nothing in this world you cannot turn around. Help your children to know and to see, Lord God, that we can turn it around and we come together as one because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Touch the mind of your people, Lord God. Bring back to their remembrance, Lord God, what Christ did for us. Bring back to the remembrance of your people, Lord God, to know that the power and the authority we have by believing in your word, standing by faith, nothing is impossible for us to do. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Lord, I pray for the youth today, Lord God. So much is going on with the youth today. But Father God, we bring them all before you, Lord God. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to renew minds, Lord. Renew the mind. We bind the works of the enemy that come against some of these young people's mind, Lord God. We binding it right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in agreement with grandmother and fathers and mothers and grandfathers today praying for these youth, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to stand as one, Lord God, to pray strong for our children today, Lord God. There's so much going on in the world today. But Father, I know you is a God God, that answer prayer. And I know you never leave them nor forsake them, because it's caught into your promises, Lord God. We're standing on your word. We are not turning around, Heavenly Father, because you are the outer and finish of all things. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, your promises to us. Your promise is to us that we are here of eternal life. According to your word, Father God, your promise is to us. And Lord, we standing on those promises. We standing boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, let your will be done in your pastors, Lord God, that they will stand against the wiles of the enemy, that they will stand boldly and proclaim who they really are in Jesus Christ. Because the power was given unto the people, because your promises gave us this power. When Christ went to the cross, when Christ gave up his life for us, he make it possible that we can stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy. Oh, Father God, help us to see, Lord God, that you already make a way for us. Help us to come to acknowledge, Lord God, who we really are in Christ, who we really are. Oh God, hoping our understanding, remove blinders from your people's eyes, Lord God, that they will step out boldly and proclaim. Sickness got to cease. So many sickness, so many diseases come against the people to stop them from doing the works of God. But Father, your word is what I'm standing on. Your word is what we stand on this prayer line. It's to know that we are capable of praying down this false principality. And Lord God, help us to stand boldly and proclaim this victory, Lord God. Because your promises is what we're standing on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, your promises is all we have. But your promises is more than anything else, because it can never be void. It can never fail us if we stand boldly and keep on claiming the victory in Christ Jesus. We will see what you can do for us, because you already done it all. You said in your word, Lord God, that every needs met. So that let us know, Father God, lack have no authority in our life. The spirit of lack have to loose in the name of Jesus for your people, Lord God. Some of them, Lord God, he just been battering down. When it's not aches, it's not pain, it's lack of things. But your word said, Lord God, that every need, it's already been met. So help us to stand strong and proclaim it, Lord God, so the enemy know he has no victory here. He has no victory, because according to the promises, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for the prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for the head of this prayer line, Lord, that you continue to strengthen our Lord God. Continue to keep our strong in your word, Lord God, that she will stand, Lord God. And Lord, we pray for each and every one of our brothers and sisters, Lord, that listen in the prayer line, Lord God, that they will get the courage to call in the prayer line and say, pray for me. Oh, help me. Pray. Because that is the only thing going to make us strong. Is the prayer, the word of God. We got to learn to stand boldly on the promises of God, because it can't fail us. If any failing going on, brothers and sisters, it's not the Lord and it's not the word. It's we. We give up too quick. But as for me and my house, I don't believe in giving up when I know my Heavenly Father says every need's already met. So that let me know the enemies who are trying to rob me, and he will not get nothing from me. Because each and every one of us know the enemy don't like us. He don't like us. If we are chosen by the living God, we know we're going to go through something, but we also know that the power and authority is given to us. We don't have to succumb to it. We don't have to succumb to the wiles of the enemy. So, Father God, open your people's eyes, Lord God. Open their eyes, Lord God, that they come to see, Lord God, that when you call your people to go on a mission, Lord, it is already done. Because you equip us. You gave us the victory a long time ago, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, help us to stand boldly. Help us to know that we are more than conquerors. Help us to see that there is nothing in this world, Lord God, nothing in this world that you cannot move. if we call on you and stand boldly and proclaim the victory. Help us to learn more and more how to stand boldly in prayers, Lord God, and bring down mountains, because your word said it, Lord God. Your word said it, Father God. And Lord, I believe in your word. And you gave us all the victory, Lord God. You didn't come for one alone. You come for all of us. Help us to stand as unity, Lord God. Stand together and operate in that agape love that you gave us. Not the love of the world, but the love of God. That agape love that can move mountains and let you stand firm no matter what coming against you. Stand firm. And the only way you can do that is when you have that agape love operating in your heart. Because according to the promises of God, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So it's not one person have it and the next person don't. No. God is no respecter of person. So brother and sister, we gonna stand. We will not give the authority to the enemy. No, the authority was given to us, not the enemy. Help us to stand as unity, Lord God. Help us to stop looking on the flesh and look on the spirit that is moving in our life. Help us to keep on pushing on and keep on loving one another. Oh, Father God, let your will be done in each and every one of our lives so we can see more and more, Lord God, that the dominion and the authority was given to us. Even through sickness, Lord God, we can still stand boldly and proclaim by your stripe we are healed, because no sickness is hard enough for you to wash away. No matter what they do, because God, your word said, by your stripe we are healed. So I believe in this, Lord, that we able to stand boldly against this false spirit of sickness that come against our bodies. I believe your word said it, so I come against sickness and disease. I bind in this false spirit up in the name of Jesus. Because according to the promises, Lord God, your word said in the name of Jesus, your word said, Lord God, by your stripes we are healed. And according to the promises, I believe in the promises, and I will stand boldly on the promises, because your word cannot be void, Heavenly Father. Your word cannot be void. You tell us in Exodus, fear not. You said you bless our bread and our water, and you, Lord God, you will take away sickness from us. And Father God, your word cannot be void. If you said it, Lord God, help us to stand boldly and claim that victory, because sickness shall not have dominion over us. According to your promise. And you tell us twice about the same thing. You repeat yourself, Lord. And when you repeat yourself, this is real. You said it again. You said also in Exodus 23, Lord God, you gave us that victory in 23 and 25. You said, and I shall, if it come back again to us, you don't serve him, then you're giving all this coming against you. No, you serve him, and then you not know. When these things coming against the body, you know who is bringing it against. That's the enemy, but that's when you stand boldly. Because God promises, tell us, he will bless our bread and our water. He will take sickness away from me. I believe it. I claim it. And you, day and night, you say these things. God's word is not void, baby. God's word don't make mistakes. Any mistake is making is we make mistake when we give up on a trouble and say, oh, it's too hard. I know, I'm tired of this. No, that's when you dig in. That's when you fight. And when I mean fight, you pray, baby. You pray as you never pray. And you see those breakthroughs come. But don't never give up. Don't never give up. Because God promises is real. His promises is real. And I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for each and every one of my sisters on the prayer line. Because we standing firm. We will not turn back. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim victory for each and every one of our sisters, those that are listening, those that haven't come on the line but don't say nothing. But we still praying that whatever come against you, the power of prayer is able to bring it down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord. We can't even thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for you've been so good to us. So good, Lord. This thing I ask, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Amen and amen.
To God be the glory. We praise God for the power of his anointing. Thank God for prayer. Help us to pray like we never have before. In the name of Jesus, our prayer works. Mother McCormick, praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for Mother Alexandra just praying that prayer. I tell you, it was right. It was so good. And I just thank God. And I just want to just touch and agree with her on you just encouraging people just to let them know God, the word of God is real right by itself. And before I pray, if Sister Hubbard don't mind, me saying this about what had happened to me, or either I can say it later. I'll say it before when I just say it later. Father God, in the precious, holy, righteous name, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your word. Excuse me. We just thank you for life, health, and strength. We just thank you, God, for just making a way out of no way when we can't see our way, when we don't understand and don't know how and what way things going to be worked out. You always come through, God. And we give glory and honor to you for just all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We just ask you right now, God, to forgive us for all our fault and our wrong, for things that we have looked wrong, talked wrong, or said in the thing. God, we pray, God, that you forgive us for it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the joy of the Lord, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that you have sent your word to heal your people. And we thank you, Lord God, for that word, because we know, God, that the word of God is what we need today, is to could help us to go through these trials and these tribulations that we are going through. And we know that without the word, we can do nothing. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word of God. And we thank you for your deliver, how you deliver us in so many different ways, and we thank you for a change of mind and a change of heart. We thank you for how you shed your precious blood back on Calvary Cross. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you for that. We thank you for peace, that peace that passes all understanding, that will keep our mind steadfast on you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for every day, for the sunshine. I believe I hear my sister say, or Sister Hubbard said, about the sun shining so beautiful the day. I thank God for the weather, how the weather is so beautiful, and how you can sit and just look at it and see the wind blowing, and knowing that no man is making it blow. We know that God is the only one that doing this, and thank God for all that he's doing in our life, that we can see the trees move, we can see the flower bloom, we can see all his creation that he have done and what he has made. And we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, Lord God, for knowledge, because we need that knowledge. The word of God said, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So help us to know, God. Help us to know how to walk this journey. Help us to have that understanding, and that we can understand things, and that ability to be able to go forward in wisdom. We need that wisdom to be able to know what's right and what's wrong. We also need that discerning of the spirit, so we can discern some things that even though somebody might not tell us, but we can discern some of these things that need to be discerned in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of the Spirit, the revelation, knowledge of the word, and thank you for faith, because we know the word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for faith on today, and we thank you for compassion. Oh, God, you have compassion on us so many times. You have compassion on us so many times as we walk this journey, how you protect us, God. And we thank you for how you protect us when we walk out of our home, and when we go places, or when we in on the highway, or when we are riding going into stores, or wherever we may go. You are right there, God, and you are so good. You keep proving yourself to us in many ways in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your angels that account around us at all times in the name of Jesus, that we can just believe that there are angels, there are minister angels, there are angels in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, for showing us how to do things in the right way and according to your word. And if we go wrong, that we know that we can come to you and repent of our wrong in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you on tonight for all that you're doing. We thank you for your healing power, because you sent your power. You sent your healing. You said by your stripe that we are healed. So we believe, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, and by his stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost power, because we need that power today in the name of Jesus. We need that power to be able to stand strong in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for that light, that we have a light, that we might have a light. He said, let your light so shine before men that they can see that we glorify the Father which are in heaven. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, because nobody can do us like you. I find no fault in you on today, because I know you've been there. You have kept us. You have been there for me in the name of Jesus. So I can say for myself, you have took care of me in many ways. And I pray for people that may be on this line to let them realize that God is a healer on today. He is a deliver God. And he's able to show us things, and he's able to help us to be able to know which way to go if we have that ear to hear what the Spirit say in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you will touch those that might be going through some sickness in their body. I ask you, God, to touch those, God, that have blood pressure on tonight, God. I pray that you'll touch those that have kidney problems, those that might be going through or having a tumor or arthritis. I pray that you will look down on those, God, that have diabetes on tonight. And, Lord God, I pray that you would touch those that might be going through gout on tonight, or either a heart problem, a muscle ache, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on those that have lupus, those that might be having a breathing problem, that not breathing in the right way, or having a lung problem in some kind of way. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name, and you told us in the word of God to let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We pray that you will just help us, Lord God, to know your word, God, and not just be thumbing all over the world, but help us to know what your word say. And as we do say the word, help us to understand what the word of God is saying in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for those that might be going through Parkinson tonight. They may have Parkinson in their body. Lord, touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that might have parathyroids on tonight. Look on them, or either just have thyroids. We ask you to look on that, a brain cell problem, in the name of Jesus. Those that might be going through some problem with their skin problem, or maybe digestive system on tonight. Someone might be going through a stomach problem on tonight, God. Touch them all, Lord, because we know, God, that all of these situations, that we are healed in the name of Jesus. We know these things may come up. Well, we're going to speak it. The word of God says, speak those things though they were. So we're going to speak it, and we're going to declare it, that it's already done. It's already worked out in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we speak, God, that we are already healed. And when I say we, I'm talking about everybody. I speak that thing right now in the name of Jesus, that joint problem, or that blood vessel, that leg problem, that hip problem, or that back problem, or that nervous problem, that spine problem. I speak it, and I declare it right now in the name of Jesus, that you are healed right now by the power that blessed in Jesus Christ, that you are healed from all of those diseases in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. You are so awesome. You are so good. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you will look down on people that look on the police, Lord God. We pray that you'll protect them, Lord God, when they're out there in the street, Lord God. We pray that you'll put a hedge around them, God, and we pray that they will have the right mind to know how to treat people when they're out there on the force, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would know how to have an eye to see when they go up before these cars or go up before people and know how to be able to present themselves to them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now that you would look down on the people that work in the rescue squad, Lord, the paramedics, God, because we know that they're always out there on the road and they have to go to all these different places, Lord God, to pick up people when they get in an accident. God, we pray that you will put your loving arms around them too in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to look down on the children as they go back and trying to get their stuff to college, children trying to get their financial stuff together for going to college. Lord, we pray that you will touch these young people. Touch them, Lord God, that they will have the funds and they will have the money that they need to get into college, to be able to better themselves in life, Lord God. And when they go to school and when they get there in a place that they've never been in, away from home, where they've never been away from home, God, I pray that you will give them a heart and a mind how to be able to present themselves when they go places, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for these young girls, and I pray for these young boys, that they would be able, Lord God, to realize what they in college for is not there just to be playing around and just wasting money, just to be out there praying, but out there to get an education, to be able to better their life, and not out there wasting the money that they are in college to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for these situations, and we ask you to look down on the young people, God. We pray for these young girls, Lord God, that have babies, or I don't know, they may not be young, there may be some older ones that have babies. God, help them, Lord God, to be able to take care of their child when they get pregnant. Help them to take care of their children in the name of Jesus, God. Help them to realize, God, that you are able, God, to help them to be able to help take care of their kids in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard that you won't do for people, Lord God, if they come boldly to the throne of grace. If they come and ask you and they come and talk to you about the situation, you are able, God, to see them through in the name of Jesus. You are able and you are willing, God, and you will work out situation and people's lives. And we pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, because we there's so much trouble and there's so many things are going on. And we pray for those people that's out there killing people for no reason whatsoever. We bind up these spirits. We bind up this demon spirit of going out killing people for no reason whatsoever in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, according to your word, that you, Lord God, will work these things out, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We know that your word tells us in Galatians 6 and 9, it said, let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we're going to reap if we don't faint. We're gonna reap the things that we're supposed to go through in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray that you will just have mercy on people, that you will let them know, God, that you come into the world, God, not to condemn the world, but that the world be saved in the name of Jesus. So Father, we pray that you will just touch men and women on tonight. Let them know, God. Let men and women realize, God, that you already done what you're going to do. You love them. God loves you. He loves each and every one of us. But we realize that we got to realize there's some things we got to do. There's some things that we got to look to you. We got to look to the Lord. And God, is you the only one that can help us, according to the word of God, to go forward. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. And the word of God also tells us in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So we know God knows what we need. He knows what we're standing in the need of. And I pray, Lord God, for our prayer warrior, each and every one, down to their children and their grandchildren. I pray for these women of God that's on this phone and also Brother Black. I pray for the men that's on the phone that's praying for the people that comes on and letting them know that God is able. God is able to work out problems and situations in all our life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. We praise you, Lord, and we pray, Lord God, that you go into the hospital tonight. God, go in there, Lord God, and God, let your anointed power, let your spirit just walk through the hall and just flow through the hospital and flow through the rooms and touch them, that man or that woman. Raise them up off of that bed right now in the mighty, righteous name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, God, because we know the word of God is right by itself. And we know, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. But the thing is, we just got to have that faith. We just got to have that faith and just believe that you are able, God, to see us through when we go through situation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the church member, the body of Christ as a whole. We pray for each and every one that's in churches, Lord God, though that's saved. We pray, God, that we will stand strong and we will be able to let men and women know that Jesus is the answer, that we will let people know that you are the one that have brought us through different things, and we can tell our testimony sometime to people, let them know God is able. God is able to bring you out. He's able to set you free. Our light must shine before people, let them know Jesus is the answer. He is the answer, and the word of God is the answer. To get into that word and study that word and let God do the work in you, he's able to bring you out victorious in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the word of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that as 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. He has not given us that spirit of fear. But sometimes as we walk this journey, sometimes we get a little shaky, but God don't want us to be shaky. He wants us to be strong in the Lord. He wants us to be strong and put on the whole arm of God that we'll be able to stand against the wild of the devil in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we praise you. We lift you up on tonight. And we pray for the world as a whole, that people are struggling, people are going through. But we know, God, that you're the only answer to this situation in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, God, we just want to thank you for all that you have done for us, Heavenly Father. And we ask you right now, God, to continue, Lord, to bless your people. Open up doors for them. Let them know, God, that you are there. Let them know that you're right there. All they need to do is call on you. All they need to do is believe in you, trust in you, and lean not to their own understanding. And all their ways acknowledge you, that you would direct their path in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You said you had a testimony.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to just thank each and every one for on last Monday night, because I wasn't on the phone and going through with my daughter and everything. I just want to thank each and every one for that. And then I just want to just let you know, on last week after I got on off of the prayer line, I mean, not last week, last week when I was on the prayer line, that week I was going through some things with my leg, and my leg was, I got to a point that I couldn't hardly walk. Like, if I was walk and if I would turn, I would almost fall. On my right side, it was just like a muscle ache, and it was like cramping, a muscle cramp in my right leg, and it come all the way up to my back, all the way up. And when I stand, I couldn't hardly stand on this leg, and and I would almost like have to just take myself and turn around in a way, but it was so bad. It hurt so bad. So I was sitting in the room on the other day, and I can't remember what day. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I was sitting in my chair, and I was just saying, Lord, this pain. I said, Lord, there's something. I don't know what's going on with my leg. I said, God, I know you're able, God. And so I just, stopped right then, and all of a sudden I got quiet. And when I got quiet, that's when I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, walk over there across from your bed and look in the drawer. Pull that drawer out and look at those papers, what the medicine, how you get medicine. You got a paper that you get with your medicine a lot of times. It said, look at that paper and look at the side effects on that paper. And I got up, just like he said, I got up and I went across over the bed and I looked at that paper. And on that paper, it had muscle cramps on there. That's what the side effect was on the medicine. It was the medicine that I was taking was the water medicine, water pill. It was a water pill. And so I said, okay. So the next day, I remember talking to Sister Holden, and then I said the next day I was gonna call the doctor. And I called the doctor, but I didn't talk to the doctor. I talked to the other people, the sexual people. And I told them, I said, I was there the other a while back. And I said, and y'all gave me some kind of medication. And I said, hit some water pills. I said, my leg is hurting me so bad, like that there. And she said, is it in the back of your calves? I said, yeah. She said, yes, it's muscle cramps. She said, that's what we was talking about today, about that muscle cramps. We were talking about that today. And so I told her, and I said, well, what you going to do? She said, I said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I said, I ain't taking no more of the pills. I said, I'm not taking no more of them. That's it. And so that's what I did. I got off them pills, and I've been off for them ever since last week. And I feel so much better. Once in a while, I might feel a little pain, but I feel better than I was feeling in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for being able to listen to his voice, being able to obey him, because a lot of times we sit, and I could have just been sitting there and went on, not even talking, went on, just kept taking them pills. And then I called this other lady. I don't want to take a lot of time or so, but I called this other lady and asked, and she was my niece. And her husband had came this weekend, and he was telling his mama couldn't walk. And I said, what's wrong with her? And he said, she's taking some pills. And I called her, asked what kind of pill, and she told me she was taking the water pill. And she said she was hurting just like I were and stuff. But she's taking the regular water pill, but they gave me that genetic water pill, which the name is the same pill, but the name's like different, spelled different, but it still got the same side effects on it. And I just want to let everybody know, whoever may be on the phone, if you're taking this kind of pill, this water pill, it starts with an F. I want to read it out to you, if that's okay. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but it starts with an F. It's a water pill. And you get this here pain, and you need to check out with the doctor and see what's going on. It's F-U-R-O. S E M I D E. That's the name of the pill. I'm going to spell it one more time for you. F U R O S E M I D E. So that's the water pill that I was taking. And also, there's another pill that they say have come off the market where you shouldn't be taking this pill, and it'll cause cancer or something, some kind of cancer. And I have been taking this pill, so I just stopped taking it. And the name of it is Lozar. I'm going to spell this out to you, too. It's L-O-S-A-R-T-A-N. And that's the name of that pill. And I just want to just you know, remind, I thank God for her remind me about it. But I just want to let people know, you know, because a lot of times, like I said, we're taking stuff and these side effects on these pills, and it's making us sick. It's making us sick, and we know that we gotta trust in Jesus Christ, and He and I just I'm just a firm believer. I believe if you take a pill, the God ain't gonna keep He ain't gonna let you keep taking a pill to make you sick. He's not if you got a listening ear to hear what He say, He gonna tell you to stop taking a pill. God, this ain't the first time this happened to me. It happened to me one time before a while back. That I was taking some medication, and I kept getting sick and sicker, and He kept telling me, you cannot take that medicine. You cannot take that medicine. And I stopped taking it, and I got better. So I just believe God will not let you go wrong if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the Lord, unto you, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Sister Hubbard.
Praise God. We bless God. Amen. Bless God. God give us wisdom. And like she was saying, the Spirit of the Lord was talking to her and told her how to go to the drawer. And even before, told her about this pill that she just said that there was something in the past. And see, that thing of God said, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices, but those that have an ear will hear the Spirit of the Lord. And one thing she did put in there, when something you're having a problem with a certain medication, go talk to your doctor about it. So it was like, just stop taking it. But we have to have wisdom for each one of ourselves, too, to know when something is not right, that we need to make an inquiry. We that are saved with the Lord, but also, oh, God gave us a doctor, and that's where we got it from. We need to check, too, as well. So praise God for that, and we thank God for testimony. And this was one of the nights we weren't supposed to have some, but the Lord just blessed us within my spirit to have. So I didn't say that He really gave that to me for assurance that it would be tonight, but thank God it did tie in with testimony of God's goodness and His grace. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm trying to see if Mother Willett might be out or out of town. I didn't see her. That's kind of unusual for her not to be on. But in the meantime, we'll have a prayer with Brother Black, and we are going to go forward and take these prayer requests tonight and give God praise for what He's already done and doing. Amen, Brother Black.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor, God. You're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, God. Lord, not our power, but your power, Lord. Through your Holy Spirit, God. Your love and the fruit of the Spirit, the number one fruit is love, God. Hallelujah. The agape love, the love that doesn't puff up, doesn't think itself unseemly, doesn't do anything vain or out of the way, God. But it loves no matter what. It helps no matter what. It blesses no matter what. It encourages no matter what. Your love doesn't fail, God. We just thank you, God, in a sound mind, a mind that with ease, with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, a sound mind, a made-up mind, knowing that God has already worked it out. God, we just thank you. We can believe your word, and we can continue to believe your word and stretch our faith, God, because in your word is yes and amen, God. And Lord, by faith, God, we got to please you. You said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but it's without faith, it is impossible to please God. For we must know that God is, and that He's a rewarder of them that constantly, diligently seek your face, God. Seek you. You said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. God's way of doing things and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. You said in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, thus being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. And not only so, but we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we thank you for that type of faith in you. And we thank you for that bubble. That's a good bubble, God, that no demon spirit can penetrate. Wherever the soles of our feet tread, God, we're in that bubble of grace, the good bubble. Hallelujah, God. We just bless your name, God. Once again, you're the victory in our lives, and you're the victory over our lives because we've been born again and we've been washed, utterly submerged in your blood. Now we have the power and the right to speak your word over every situation. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Oh, Lord, bless everybody in the prayer line, God. Lord, we speak, Lord, life to Israel. Life overseas, one by one, and name by name. You know the situations, Lord. You know the hurts and the pains, God. Lord, you know the people that are homeless and the ones, Lord, that are getting rejected of food, God. The ones that don't even have any food, God. The ones that are in prison, God, for righteousness' sake, God. What you said in your word, if we are in prison or if we suffer for unrighteousness' sake, what reward do we have? But if we suffer for righteousness' sake, then you could be glorified. And you could be glorified through us, God, and in us, God. Lord, that we could be a greater witness in the testimony of your goodness. God, we thank you, God. We thank you. We are right standing with you. We are your righteousness, God. You are our righteousness. You said in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the saints of the Most High God, and our righteousness is of you, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We've been redeemed. We've been delivered, redeemed, and delivered out of the hands of the enemy, God. We've been engrafted from the wild olive tree into the olive tree, God. We just thank you once again. We bless your name. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. We can cast all of our cares on you. And believe by faith and know that you have already done it, but we must trust you, God. You said the righteous man will fall down 7 times, your word says in Proverbs, but get back up. It's the ones who fall and just wallow in it. God, we got to continue to run with patience, the race is set before us, looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but they that endureth to the end, God. But this is one thing we do, is forget those things that are behind us, and we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. God, thank you, God, for being in the number, allowing us to be in the number, God, giving us another chance, giving us another opportunity, God, that we can stand steadfast, unmovable, unshaken, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And the things that I don't know, God, show me. The things that I'm not doing, God, reveal it to me that I may do, God. And the things that I'm dealing with that I'm struggling with, God, Lord, make a way out of no way, and I thank you that it's already done. I thank you that the body of Christ, the work, Philippians 1 and 6, the work that you started in us, that you began in us, the good work, you will finish it until the day of your return. God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we praise your name. We are encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We're going to open the lines in a moment for prayer requests. But I want to share something with you that, just a moment, let me fix this line. So that way it won't be any noise in the background while I'm, praise the Lord. Something that I was looking back out at, something that was written just a little bit ago, and I said, I want to share this with you all tonight, and then I'm going to go ahead and take these prayer requests. The Lord bless. Pray that the Lord bless Mother Willette, whatever assignment or wherever she is tonight. Pray God's blessings and health to her and strength and butt covering. Praise God. It says, wait on the Lord, Psalms 27:13-14. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Control impulsiveness never makes a permanent decision about temporary situations. The first commandment reminds us that we must gain control over our impulses, reactions to other people, life events, and conflict. Instead of merely wagging our tongues and nothing and mouthing off the things that popped off into our heads, we must use self-restraint and discernment. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. Wait a minute, one more. Next page, you see. Trials are outward circumstances, conflicts, and suffering and troubles encountered by all believers. Trials are not pleasant and may be extremely grievous, but believers are to consider them opportunities for rejoicing. Troubles and difficulties are tools which refines and purifies our faith in producing patience and endurance. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in the extent that you are partakers of Christ Jesus' suffering, that when the glory is revealed, you will also be glad and exceedingly joyous. Suffering proves the true character of believers to clear away doubts and flesh mindsets and to have all pure natures for us in Christ Jesus. And then I have one more thing. Oh, it can be difficult to wait on the Lord, as most of us know. It is much easier in the heart of the moment to lose our calm, rational self, and turn into vengeful animals. Consequently, we make long-term decisions, either knowing or unknowing about what is actually a temporary situation. You must not succumb to the convenience of impulsiveness, the tendency to choose immediately, immediate gratification. Instead, you must take a deep breath, remain quiet, and listen. Hear what is actually being said. This too shall pass. And remember, in James it tells us, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Rear view mirrors, this year too shall pass. It says, rear view mirrors, be aware of blind spots. Make sure that your emotions are not driving your decision towards destruction. Anger robs us of our objective, usually at the very time we need to remain the most level-headed. Ephesians 4:26, 27. Allow your anger to pass through like a current of electricity, but do not hold on to the current, because if you do, my friend, you are the one who will be shocked. Psalms 37:8-9, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the earth. Hebrews 12:14, I think this will be the last one, and 15. Peace with all men, pursue peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligently, listen, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble. By this many become defiled. Finally, among the many emotions which can sneak up on us, edge us off the true path of our mission, lies the sticky traps of envy and covetousness. And so we're going to have to learn how to trust God, rest in the Lord, wait on Him, and no glory to God. Let God say it in His word, it is, He'll repay evil for evil, and have no regard for good. Have a regard for a good thing in the sight of all men. We can do all things through Christ Jesus with strength in us. Amen. Nothing's too hard for God. So I wanted to share that with you. I ran across some things of, you know, sometimes you got a blessing. There'll be some messages you write and some information you put out there, and then you pick up a book or over. Whatever, like this, where some messages was in and it dropped them. I said, oh, this will be something to share tonight, because we're on this journey, glory to God, to accomplish the mission that God wants. And sometimes you have to remind us of the tricks and the snares of the enemy, and also what our purpose is, and that God has a plan, and that plan is good, not to even give us an perspective and to bless and prosper. But along the way, we have to pull those weeds. In the name of Jesus, when God plants those good seeds in us, then we can allow trials and situations and circumstances and people and things cause us to allow weeds to grow in our garden, and then turn back and run rapid, and we don't turn back around and tend the garden like we ought to, and cast some things away and pray and forgive and release and pray some more and walk in the love and forgiveness and pray some more. And trust God and know who you are and walk in your authority and your power and pray some more that the Holy Spirit lead us and pray some more and pray some more and pray some more and stand on His word. Bless the Lord and know who you are. And glory God, let the Spirit of the Lord lead and guide and don't grieve and override Him. Praise the Lord. And God, I'm telling you, we'll have more victory and we'll see more progress and walking more in our authority and power. Glory to God and see healing, deliverance, and whatever else God wants to do. Amen. Praise God. We're thanking God because He is so marvelous, so wonderful, and I tell you, we don't have words enough to express the love that we should have for Him, but that the love that He has for us and being able to share it, but we should be to a place where we are all just overshadowed, glory out with that grace and mercy and love to the point that it just illuminates us and cause our light to shine so much on the hill instead of on the bushel or on part-time or either acting like it's a short circuit in the name of Jesus because of the trials going through in life. Because He knows, because He said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, I deliver them out of them all. And so learn to praise Him through some things as we walk in by faith to believe Him to manifest our answer. I want to thank you for those that have been praying for me. I had a happy, marvelous, wonderful birthday yesterday, giving God glory and thank God for just Him just blessing, and thank God for my girls and they just how they just show their love daily, but even that exceptional and other texts and calls and just encouragement. So I thank God. If people don't want to tell the age but and don't want to be thinking about oldness, no matter what the challenge, even when we're challenged in our life and our bodies or whatever, we still sit every day our glory and praise. We don't know how He's going to turn some things and what He's going to do in the midst of it. Sometimes we murmur and complain just about trials instead of giving Him glory and hand of the enemy and reinforcing what God has said so we can keep our eyes fixed on Him to look to the hill. So no matter what, challenges don't come, and it's still here. But in the meantime, And we trust God, just like my sister was saying earlier, Holy Spirit will speak to you. He'll give us some direction and some discernment. We got to be still and wait on him. And sometimes when we don't hear, we still got to wait. And trust in the dark places that he's going to bring light, glory to God, and know that no matter what, like the Hebrew boys, no matter if our God don't deliver, we know we're not going to bow down to you. We're not going to give no glory to you. We're not going to give up glory to God. So whatever the season and the time, we just got to trust God, hallelujah, that God is going to bring us out. If it is with your line, you got your line open and talking and doing some things in the background. We're on the prayer line. Please close and put mute on so you need to speak or whatever. You can't have your line open and have noise in the back. So if you're not at that time, if you're going to speak and you know you have some things going on in the background, we appreciate out of give honor into the reason why we're on the line. So please mute your phone if you have some things going on in the background until you're able to come back and open the line. Praise the Lord. I have all the lines open for anyone that have a prayer request or a praise report. That's the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Someone's
praise the Lord.
Noise in the-
praise the Lord, Minister BJ.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
I wanted to tell you that to pray for Bishop Nelson. Has a friend who was a pastor whose son died last weekend in a motorcycle accident, and they had a father and son moving company. They moved me about 3 years ago, so the father's really going to lose his son like that in a motorcycle accident. So we just keep them lifted. I tried to call him before I got on to ask him again the son's name, but I couldn't get him. I guess he's still in Providence. And then Reverend Lopez said they moved his brother, who was in a vegetative state, into Spalding Rehab. So we want to keep praying for him. And I'm going to ask some prayer for my neighbors with all this lunatic behavior. I was hitting my back by something, and it was really strong. And when I heard Mother speaking tonight about how she couldn't get up, I couldn't get up off the floor, and I had to go to the hospital. I went to two different hospitals, and they told me it was my sciatica. And so I'm not claiming that, but I've been hunched down for a few days, couldn't hardly walk. I wanted to go to Pastor Frazier Memorial. Hey, I couldn't even go to that. I called my friends, and I told them what was going on. But by the grace of God, I had couldn't get off the floor. And I remember I called Brother Black, and he prayed for me. And I struggled to get up to walk and to just go out the door because, like Mother said, half of your body weight from, you know, your stomach down pulls you down. And when I got there, I had a pain from the shoulder to the back of the shoulder and all the way from my right side down. And then they dismissed me from one hospital. They didn't really do anything for me in Brockton. So I told myself, I says, I'm going back to the hospital the next day. And my daughter called a cab, Janine, for me to go to the square. And I said, no, I'm not taking no two buses because I'm in agonizing pain. And the testimony is that this white man who drives the Uber, he picked me up, and I told that man, I said, Mr., take me all the way to BMC. While we were in the cab, we began to talk and conversate, you know, in the glory of God. And he told me that his father used to suffer with back pain. But as we got on more in the conversation, he said, sister, I'm going to turn this meter off over the highway. He brought me all the way from one city to the next. It was about 30, 40 minutes for $20. And I said, that is nothing but God, and to God be the glory. Then he went around the cab, opened the door for me to get me out of the cab. And I just thank and praise God because it wasn't the money. I would have paid him if it was 60 because that's how much pain I was in. But I just thank God for the kindness of a stranger, a good Samaritan that stopped by to just see about me. And I wanted to pray because I haven't been able to talk to my son to see if he moved in his house successfully today and just continue to pray for the girls. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, that's a powerful testimony. Bless the Lord, we give. So God did do the combine tonight with the prayer and testimony. So, Father, we pray, glory to God, for the servant now, glory to God, that she made those requests for. I didn't care because of the noise, but for whoever this that had the motorcycle accident, that family, God, we just pray, glory to God, that you would minister, encourage, and strengthen. We pray healing and encouragement to them. and go places in them that none of us can go, but we can pray and intercede and believe of your word. You sent your word to heal in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, for our sister Sciatica in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the ones that prayed and Brother Black and those that prayed, and all of a sudden agree, we believe it for divine healing. And God, many of us have gone through the sciatica and some worse than others, but God, we know that you are delivered. Whatever that is that the enemy has caused any affliction, we know through the power of prayer and the word that we pray every week, every day, and even we pray tonight and even manifest. God, we believe in that you do that for your servant, Sister Cheryl. And God, we know sometimes you even give us medication for that. So whatever that she has to have, God, let it not have no side effects. Glory to God, while we are praying and believing God for it, in the name of Jesus, she has to have the muscle relaxer or something else for the nerve. Whatever it is, God, we believe in God, she will not have any side effects for me, that you'll bring her through it. Thank you for that servant that you allow. God, you had a divine intervention when you allow that Uber person to be there, and then for the testimony when he was talking about with his relative, and now, God, to be able to say his heart was touched and God blessed and had her to go cross city, glory to God, a whole less than what it would have cost in the name of Jesus, whether it was a fourth or whether it was a or whatever it was of the money that would have, God, you did that so that when she would be overwhelmed with financial struggle. God, I thank you. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for that body lining up with the word of God, every muscle, every tendon in the name of Jesus, telling the enemy he got to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. We take authority over him in agreement now that he loose his hold off of her in the name of Jesus. Help her with the mindset. I'm going to keep speaking and decreeing and declaring the word until it takes place. Speaking until that mountain of whatever the situation is, that it's got to be displaced. And we're in agreement with her. By his stripes, we were healed, and healing is in your wing, and you sent your word to heal, and you drive desire for us to be in good health and for our soul to prosper as well. So we bless you for it now in touching her. In Jesus' name, we do pray. We give God glory in advance, and we celebrate what his word says. Because you said, 10 takes 1,000, and 2 could put 10,000 to flight. How many more of us on the line in agreement? In the name of Jesus, we give you glory.
Mm-hmm.
Touch and agree. Touch and agree. Touch and agree. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Anyone else before we hang up? I mean, go on. Praise the Lord. Continue to pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. God, I'm going to keep her as well as others, that glory at our seniors and those that we've had before you in prayer, that you would touch the body and bring healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus, that suffering don't have to be because you're of age or aging. We bind that up because there's many of them in their 70s, 80s, and 90s out here running marathons, out here in the gym, out here swimming, out here still working and doing and whatever, and they're of age, still in their 90s and driving. So, devil, you're a liar. She don't have to be suffering whatever that is that the doctors didn't do or did do wrong, glory to God, when they did the second knee and causing all these other problems, the blood of Jesus. We bind that spirit up to having them sometimes nonchalant when she go to the doctor, glory to God, and it's looking like it's age, I'm, you know, like nonchalant. But we plead the blood of Jesus, and we pray more conviction upon these doctors that it done got to a place now they don't arrive. Or glory to God, or things, whether they arrive or things just not going the greatest, that they done forgotten and lost their compassion or didn't have it or need to get it, whichever way, God. And be concerned, not just for our elderly and our babies, but glory for all of us in the name of Jesus, especially in the household of faith. So, God, we just bless you today. We give you glory. We believe in God for their salvation and for even for their heart to change in the name of Jesus. We bless you. And we thank you again even for the testimony with Mother McCormick, how the Lord bless and through prayer or just even talking to the Lord and even coming in agreement with her for what God has already done and doing, and blessed her, glory to God, to have the wisdom as she was talking to him to give her what she needed to do. God, we pray for those that are on the line, that, God, the lines are open for them to pray. The guest is on. Let them know that we want to pray for them. We want to touch them. And sometimes it's the fact that prayer has already gone forth and they found the answer in prayer or grasped faith from it. We give God glory for that as well. We praise you and we honor you and bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray glory to God for our children, praying glory to God for some family members as well as some others that are going through, glory to God, at this time with some challenges, maybe from their bodies, from the accidents, from other stuff, and for wherever it is that those problems may be, God. We are praying that you cover all the bases. Some may be from some financial situation. Some may be of some marital. Some may be from children. Some may be some situations that occur on their job. Some may be waiting on promotion. Some may be waiting on a job. Others, glory to God, standing, believing God right in between, making a decision between the jobs. Some may be having some problems in ministry. Others may be listening, trying to hear a voice from God about the next move or what to do, or either just relocating. Whatever the circumstance, there is nothing too hard for God. He hears all of us at the same time and know each one of our situations and want us over to God to be able to pray and talk to him, give glory, give honor unto him, give thanksgiving to him, wait on him, glory to God, to give us the peace and glory to God and the direction, and God still be about the Father's business. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you don't sit so high that you can't be touched down here with our infirmity. So we bless you today. Thank you for divine healing. For those that have to go for testing, God, we believe in that you divinely intervene, that all testing is going to come back, glory to God, or either any situations or procedures, God, that you're going to keep us, keep our minds, our heart, no side effects, no problems. God, that we continue to do what God called us. Pray for Mother Alexander, the evangelist, that speaks over to God next week with the prayer breakfast in Columbia at the headquarters of Sincere Women on the Move for Christ. That God, you bless and use her in this ministry that's a part of this divine connection, that you use her. And God, we pray that God's blood covering over her and protection this year. Pray for her as she's going forth, even with family members going on to glory in the midst on both sides of her family, husband and on her side, glory to God, with her family in Panama. So, but God, she's still striving to do everything you called her to do. Pray for her continued joy and peace in a miraculous way concerning victory, to obtain and maintain your victory. How to? In the name of Jesus. Bless God for those over to God that are on this prayer line. Pray for everyone that's listening, for those that will be listening later, those that will be even picking up, glory to God, and opening up the lines on the web later on. God, even down the road, the words or either prayers, let it be right on time for what they need to water their spirits and to encourage them and bless them too as well. Pray, glory to God, for Pastor Dorothy and her family. Pray you continue to bless and touch. And thank you, Lord God, for her covering and blessing, glory to God, this ministry as well. We bless you, God. Help us, God, for our family, our parents and grandparents. Pray for our children, our youth, out through the summer. God bless. God keep them covered. God bless them, the ones that start new jobs, those, glory to God, that are starting school soon, those, glory to God, that are making preparations for travel and trips and whatever they may be doing, not only our young, but, God, even for these marriages and for, glory to God, for these ones that are saying that they want to separate from one another. Let it be for the right reason. Those that need counseling, those that need encouragement, those that just need to have an ear to hear and be still and know that you're God. And those that are not saved that might be going through something, God help them to find out, God, there's another way than just fighting and abuse and all other things that are being said. Even the children that are going through, comfort and encourage and strengthen and bless. And God, even for those that are grieving, that are going through grief from loved ones or grief over to God because of their circumstances, God, we pray healing and deliverance. Send a word. Send somebody across their path and let them be filled with the Spirit, the Word, and wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you tonight. God, we ask you to strengthen each one of us. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against these prayers, come against our lives, our family, the ministries, those assignments on our life. We speak life and health and wholeness, and bind up every satanic and demonic force of the enemy to loose his hold, foul spirits. Go in Jesus' name. And we call for God's blessings and go over courage and salvation and peace and joy, financial, spiritual blessings, some debt cancellation, and a determination to hear God and obey God, and not just for the moment. God, help us, God, to get hungry and thirst for your word. And we bless you for it, and we thank you. And we bless you for all that you've done and doing. In the name of Jesus. Every line is still open, but we still have time. If there's anything else to be said or remarks or glory to God, we want you to go ahead and say now, and I give you that opportunity in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Lord. Again, thank the Lord for all that he's done and doing, and praise the Lord. Keep Mother Willette, like I said, I don't know if she's on assignment or if she's out tonight for other reason, but praying God's blessings and covering over her and all those that might be going through, and we bless the Lord. And thanking God for Sister Ebony, a daughter that we were saying that had that concussion, how good she's doing. Her mother says she just had the first game and the coach didn't want to put her in too many times and being very careful. So when she did go in, the girl was making points, boy, and stealing, balling, and made 10 points and whatever, even for the time that she was also. She is, but she can't go out really, like, travel out to other teams. She's still under that care, but God has miraculously brought her through all of that she went through with loss of memory and this, that, and the other, and being able to walk and being able. God is so awesome. So we give God praise. And the baby that was, one of you all were talking about that doing better, we want to pray for this other baby that's been in the hospital for about 5 months waiting on a heart a transplant and so forth. So she hooked up some things where she's sitting, she talking, and giggle, and look at my daughter was telling me about how she just, you know, watched TV. They went to see her at her friend's niece, and how the little baby is, you look at her, even besides having those tubes, and you not even know that she's sitting there in that kind of condition waiting for a heart, actually, to pray for this little baby. I don't remember what her name is right now, but the Lord bless, and that God will raise someone that will bless her and that she will get that transplant and that she shall live in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he's done and doing. Keep us all in prayer and keep the ministry prayed up and continue to believe God for each one of you all's lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And your family and children, we praise God. So at this time, we don't have any more remarks. And we bless God and pray God's blessings upon a Brother Black's mother and across my heart just now that you strengthen and encourage her. You know what her needs are. You know what she's going through. You know what she might be challenged with. You know what she's facing, God. But I pray, God, that you will bless, strengthen her, help her globally, God, to grasp your faith in whatever circumstances or situation is going on around her in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray, God, for the mothers of Zion and fathers in the Lord, too, that you continue to bless them as we pray for our preachers and leaders of this nation and around the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to praise the Lord and be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And the 4th of July, be blessed. Angels be encamped. No hurt or danger come to any of us. Our family and loved ones, bind up incidents, accidents, mishap, every trap and snare that the enemy have plot and planned. In the name of Jesus, let them cars stay on the road where they're supposed to be. Them planes stay in the air. The trains stay on this. Glory to God. Even the boats stay on top of the water, whatever. In the name of Jesus, and even in our lives, as we travel in our cars, and we find up any bullets and any things that enemy got plot, glory to God, and plan any rape, any incest, all the other stuff that he plotting, glory to God, for trafficking, and drug trafficking, other things to try to snatch our children, our families, loved ones, stealing our monies, or bringing any fires, or any, that we don't find ourselves doing anything contrary, or we kind of provoking spirits, agitating, glory to God. Everything the enemy is already plotting and planning, bring glory to God. The people got planned to enjoy going over the limit of causing other harm or danger to anybody. We take authority over that right now in the name of Jesus. Against us, glory to God, whether it's spiritual, natural, or physical. We pray that we are laid down with sweet sleep, rising up with sweet sleep, bound up in a tormenting Jesus, they're bringing up sickness and disease, and it's up over to God what people saying is contrary, and we responded negatively. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. We'll pray. You say, pray for those, glory to God, that's spiteful of you. God, you had a plan. You said, business is yours. God, help us to be.
God.
In the name of Jesus, God, I pray joy, peace, I pray forgiveness and love and even family members being able to join back together and come together and letting go some things of the past in the name of Jesus and healing and deliverance in the midst instead of glory, got more division. The blood of Jesus, we speak life. We speak in life and that life abundantly. We say that we glory to God in him. We live and move and have our beings. We pray for Pastor Burton. Touch her body, her arm. We pray for Pastor Burton. Bless him too as well in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and honor.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
For
some
of you. Thank you. Thank you. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for their minds. We're praying for their families. We're praying for their love. We're praying for some glory to God for them to be able to be a child again and not to be to the point where they're bound up. To accomplish this and the other, I don't know where they're going to live tomorrow. And we come against that child, friend.
Yes, God, touch and agree over here, God.
peace and some joy in the name of Jesus. Put some people in that path that's going to build them and encourage them and help us not to walk over to God by what we see from the outside, how they're dressed. But God, we know some things we got to be watchful. Let us discern some things so we'll know, glory to God, how to approach. Because everything that looks like, glory to God, what it looks like is not what it looks like because it's not what it is. Not with appearance, but God looks on the heart. So, God, we ask you to help us to discern and to be able to not only just our youth, but one another and know those that labor among us. And, God, help us not to be so judgmental because of the circumstances. And we can get the word in our intellect, but we need to get it in our spirit so we can let the Spirit of the Lord lead us and guide us and glory to God, submit to him. Lord, I love you tonight. I appreciate you. Appreciate the word in you. Appreciate what you're doing on this line. Appreciate your service. Appreciate the anointing. Appreciate, glory, the move of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God be the glory.
We touch and agree.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God said, hallelujah. We need some healers and the believers to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of our sisters and brothers home that they're dealing with, even with their youth and in their marriages, God, they go over to God. The enemy is trying to divide more of the houses, but he's a liar. God, I'm praying against bitterness. I'm praying against that separation. You stay in this room and I live in that room. Are we just going to do whatever, put on the front and the face? But the devil is a lie. I come against abuse, glory to God, in the house of God as well. Even with the tongue, I bind it up. Even sometimes from the pulpit, God, bring a conviction in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying for God's room covers to come up. Realness in the body of Christ. And God, we are praying against too much talking and not enough praying and obeying in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Too much compromising, too much anger and frustration. Glory to God. Instead of listening to the Lord, if it's for you to be there, be there. If it's not, move on, but pray. And glory to God, put your mouth on the word and pull them strongholds down in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray in healing so we can do kingdom work. We can make some, glory to God, some progress. Name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you for it in advance. God, the change is coming. Bless you for the joy. Bless you for the peace. Bible. Bless you for restoration, God. And I bless you for healing. God, that we need healing. Name of
Jesus.
We appreciate you. What the Lord's doing, not what the devil's doing. What the Lord's doing.
Yeah.
We shall be free and declare. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Holy Spirit, just look over here to go with the. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we won't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But stay humble before you. But stay bold and stand on truth. Be not a partaker of another man's sin. So let your will be done in us. We love you today. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I love your mother. I'm glad you feel better. We love you, BJ.
Shalom, shalom.
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 Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Redeemer, the Lord says, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless God. You know the need of every one of us, God. Hallelujah. We can't perpetrate when it comes to you, God, because you see all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing and deliverance. Thank you, Lord. You go in those secret places. You know all, glory to God, that goes on with this, God. Whether we speak it out or not, you know. Asking you to move, God, in a great way. You know what your servant needs. Touch right now. Go in that place, God. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing too hard for you. Greater than this circumstance. So, God, help them know. Greater. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call upon your name, and you said your answer. We can trust and believe and have the faith. I thank you, Lord. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so by faith. Even though nothing has changed, you said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Believe it by faith that it shall be so. And it will be. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart, my dear. Stand on the promises of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Shalom. Amen. Thank you.
Have a blessed week.
Shalom.
Let him do it. Trust him. Don't go by what you feel, what you see. And what you hear with the five senses, keep speaking what God's word says. Find the word and keep speaking it and speaking it till that mountain of the situation moves. Find the word. The enemy wants us to stay away from the word. He wants us to meditate on what we're going through. But anything we meditate on more than God becomes an idol. And we got to make sure we pull that stronghold down, because he said every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, glory, we got to bring it down into captivity. We got to bring it down to what God's word says. So practice it with everything in you, because the Bible said, as we go over to God, submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll have to flee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Being heard. All right, love you. Y'all have a good night. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.